with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting you could win a chance to see the Supreme Court in action.
People wanting to see the Supreme Court in person can enter a new online lottery system. The lottery will be in place beginning with cases that will be argued in late February. It will be used to distribute seats for arguments and for sessions where the justices won't hear new cases but might announce decisions in previously argued cases. The court hasn't said how many seats will be available via the lottery. The courtroom seats about 400 people, but sometimes only a few dozen seats are set aside for the public. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The White House is cracking down against high overdraft fees. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden administration has finalized a rule that would limit overdraft fees that banks can charge their customers. President Biden's been speaking out against junk fees and says banks charging up to $35 to those who bounce a check is exploitative. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to cap those fees at just $5, or at least require banks to charge no more than what they lost in the transaction, or clearly post the terms of an overdraft loan. The finalized rules are set to take effect in October of next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has met with President-elect Donald Trump's incoming border czar. Adams met Thursday with Tom Homan after the mayor has expressed an enthusiasm to work with the incoming administration to pursue criminals in the city while Trump promises mass deportations of people living in the country illegally. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points. The Nasdaq dropped 132. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. This attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. It's the latest escalation of anti-Semitism down under. This is SRN News. Bill Belichick's lifelong goal of coaching college football has become a reality. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
New North Carolina football coach Bill Belichick says he had long been interested in coaching in the college ranks. Now he'll have the chance as he takes over the Tar Heels.
Had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true.
The 72-year-old Belichick was introduced as the program's 35th head coach Thursday in a press conference that included athletic director Bubba Cunningham wearing a suit with both sleeves cut off in tribute to Belichick's iconic hoodies. The six-time Super Bowl champion and longtime Patriots coach says he intends to stay in college despite trailing all-time NFL coaching wins leader Don Shula by 15 victories. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Juan Soto was introduced as the New York Mets' newest addition. He signed a $765 million deal with the club. More details at srnnews.com.